Jesus Alexis.
It's silent.
We were. And there's our intro.
God damn!
So, everybody, we are trying something new.
Yes.
We brought in Alexis, the girl who has been helping us edit, and she's just a fucking fantastical unicorn of a person. You're just a beautiful butterfly in our lives.
Your soul has never shone so brightly.
So if you occasionally hear someone that sounds like they're in the background judging, or you can hear her resting bitch face, that's what that is. And we'll try and keep that to a minimum, but, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah. Because we need to be, like, fact-checked sometimes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be fact-checked. She's going to be fact-checking. She's going to be our fucking production manager. She's going to be like, hey, you guys are fucking redlining.
Yeah, you need to knock that shit straight the fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Also, she's going to try and help us fucking do some video.
Yes. She is going to elevate this podcast.
Elevate. Worldwide.
Yeah. Prestige.
So then on Patreon, we can have like a second tier or whatever. A second pitter-patter.
Yeah.
And then you guys will be able to get the fucking raw, edited, unedited, uncut version of us saying things into your ear holes.
Yes. And we all know you need that. You need us in your ear holes and in your eye sockets.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you can even watch it. It's not going to be great. And it's still pretty murder sheddy in here.
Okay, can we talk about what we did to get to this point right now?
Talk about it.
We should probably note that we're changing our sound up a little bit because we moved fucking boxes away from our mic. And in order to do that, we had to put the sound foam over the shed.
We did it very methodically in a precise order.
It's a beautiful pattern. And it really does add to the murder shed vibes.
It does. Like, yeah. I feel like if I screamed, you wouldn't hear it.
I was just gonna say that. Like, no one can hear you scream.
Yeah.
But they can because we didn't do it right. But that's okay.
We're trying.
Oh, that's all that matters.
That's right.
So, actually, that should probably be my goddamn, is that Alexis is going to help us with this shit, because Lord fucking knows we need the help, and I have given up on life, and Aaron and I just show up every week, and one of us has to research a case, and the rest of the time, we're just drinking every goddamn night, TikToking.
That's goddamn
talking about
truth.
How we're going to fucking push it off another night before we record.
She's like, I'm not ready. I'm like, it's fine. I wasn't asking.
I didn't want to be ready. I didn't want to see your face anyway.
Yeah, I wasn't going to edit until fucking Thursday anyway, and then I'm like, Alexis, help me, and she's like, all right, I did it real fucking quick. I'm like, oh my God, you're the best.
I can't wait to feel that.
Yeah, so now you get to enjoy in the fucking gloriousness that is the Alexis.
Yeah, and she's going to quit like instantly. But we're trying it. So.
And we're paying her. It's not slave labor.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to pay
you. It's basically slave labor, the amount of money we're paying her.
Well, listen, that's fair.
Okay, so on that note, why don't you give us our goddamn. I have my own.
Was that your own?
No, it just should be.
Okay.
I have another.
Well, mine.
I could go on forever.
You want to hear all about my life? Well, mine is that this morning, well, not quite this morning, my husband, over the weekend, he was like, dude, just want me to detail your car? And I was like, fuck
God
yeah.
Damn, yeah.
Yeah, I do. That's exactly what I want. And so he went outside.
Do you know how many fingernails are stuck in the carpet?
Oh, my God. Fingernails, popcorn.
You don't bite your nails.
No, I don't. I do. But I pick them off. I rip them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I got my new car and I gave my old car to my mom was like, do you know how many fucking fingernails were stuck in the carpet? Because I just bite them in traffic. It's like my nervous habit that I never noticed. And then I looked and I'm like, that is fucking embarrassing. So I don't do it in my new car.
You're like, you're welcome.
You can make a doll.
I eat popcorn and then I roll it off my fingers.
You
just
do.
Drop it on the
you
carpet.
Do. You're a monster, for the record. Like, sharing the she shed with you gives me a heart attack sometime. Or, like, if you're in my car and you get a receipt, I fucking watch you. Because this bitch just, like, grabs shit and throws it on the ground. Like, fuck this. Done. I hope the cap was on that.
It's not mine.
And I actually really want that water. But you just like crumple shit up and you like fucking Kobe it in the corner and you're like, whatever, not my car. And I'm like, I hate you.
I do it in my car too.
I know you do. It's not like disrespectful to anybody. It's just how you live your life. And in the shed, you were like shooting staples everywhere. And I was like, God damn it. I don't want to suck that up with a vacuum.
It's going to make a loud sound. I was shooting staples everywhere.
were. This is what it's like to be your friend.
I never once considered it. I was like, yeah, shoot him on the ground. That's what I do at work. I can sweep it up at work.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm an asshole.
So I feel bad for Brandon detailing your car.
Yeah, he did a great job. But
He knows. He knows what it's like to live with you.
He does.
He's like, he's
that's where I get it from.
I'm sure. I'm actually very sure because I don't remember this about your life pre-Brandon.
Yeah. No, he does it all the time. He's like, my floorboard on the passenger side is a trash can.
I'm like, all right, that's how we're going to live.
That gives me anxiety.
Oh.
Like,
do you know how many water bottles?
He was like, literally, do you know how many water bottles were on your floor? And I was like, I hope you didn't count them.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
It's like nobody can sit there.
No.
You're like on an episode of Hoarders.
Trash
I've
piles
just
out.
Half drank water bottles.
I'm not helping the environment.
No.
But that's not even it. That was great. But my kid was out there and he was like fucking riding his scooter around or whatever in the driveway, right? And Brandon was detailing my car. And so then this morning, I think it was this morning. Yep. This morning, I went to leave my house mm-hmm. and I started to drive away. And you know how like when it's rainy or like fucking I live
wet.
In a cloud? Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes like your wheels make weird noises.
Okay. Like, are you in a parking garage?
No. Like maybe I'm just used to like shitty cars, but like it was like kind of like doing that. And I was like, oh, it just needs to fucking oh, run no. some of the water off. So then I just drove.
That's exactly how the
and
car
then
works. Just running. I got to run the water off my tires.
Just got to run the water off.
That's how this works. Right?
How are you here before you even go on any further?
What happened? Did you run over a goddamn scooter? Jesus Christ.
So I kept going, and I was like, that's really weird. I can hear that. And
it's
I kind of stopped
really
for a
bad
minute.
Sound.
And then my driveway's really weird. Like, it's hard to, like, turn and get out of it. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm too close to the edge. Like, now it's not the water, right? And so then I just, like, started to go again, and then I heard it. And then it went, bum, bum, bum. And I was like, oh, fuck, what was that? And I stopped, and I was like, I think I went off the driveway a little bit. And then I turn around, and Brandon is behind my car, like, what the fuck? And I was like, what just happened? And he's like, did you not hear that? And I was like, no, I heard it.
Yeah, don't get it twisted.
I heard it.
I knew something was different. I just did nothing about it. And I just continued.
I just thought it was like water on my tires.
Up my driveway.
And he's like, did you not see me, like, telling you to stop? And I was like, were you saying something? And he was like, no. And I was like, then no, I didn't hear you. And you're in my fucking blind spot over there. No. And he's like, well, I was trying to, like, walk around to see what it was. I ran over the fucking scooter. I dragged it for a while. That's what the was. And then the bum 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 was me running it over finally. And I was like, that's so interesting. Is it okay? And then he was like, yeah. I mean, it has, like, the scrape on it or whatever. And I was like, oh, it just got a little road rash. And he's like, whatever. Like, you're stupid. Drive away. And I was like, bye. And then I started to drive away. My kid in the back seat now just saw his fucking scooter get annihilated by me. And he was just started whimpering.
Oh.
I was like, And I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, my scooter has road rash. And I was like, it's fine. It's fine.
You want
six scars.
It makes you faster.
Yeah. So it's fine. Yeah.
Makes you look badass and dangerous.
I ran over a fucking scooter.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you survive life.
I don't either.
It's a goddamn Christmas miracle.
It is.
And you're like, okay, I give you way too much credit in my head because I would defend you if anybody was like, oh, my gosh, she's a terrible driver. I'd be like, she's fucking amazing and great. But I can name off the top of my head like five times that we almost died in the car with you.
Yeah.
And one of the most recent ones was when we went to get the tattoo. And I was like, you are speeding towards that red light. And you were like, oh, shit, I am. And then we like almost hit the intersection. And you're like, and literally right as we stopped, a car went boom, like zooming past. And you're just like, yeah, we almost got T-boned just now. And I'm like, Jesus Christ.
In my defense, it was like 4 a.m. and I was out of it. And so I was just driving. And then I was like at the next
You were telling
light.
A really good story too, so.
I was. I was probably talking. So then I was not paying attention. And I was like, well, not
oh,
at
shit,
light.
I'm driving.
But at the next light, I'm going to have to take a turn, right? So then I was just like, going to go through this light to get to the next light. And then you were like, that light is red. And I was like, huh, it's so interesting.
I should stop. You held it together very well, though.
Yeah.
That's why I probably think that you're a really good driver.
Yeah. I just fake it.
Yeah.
Like, we almost died.
Oh, my God. Your poor son's scooter, though. I'm sorry. That
yeah. Sucks. It's all right. He doesn't really ride it that well anyway. It just goes down the hill.
Damn.
He just got burned.
Harsh.
He's 3. Learn to ride better.
Loser.
Get a razor, would you, pussy? What is this, 2 wheels in the front? Get out of here.
Does this thing look like a goddamn dog?
Right?
What are you, a pussy?
Okay, oh give me God. Your goddamn Stacey.
All right. Well, as we all know, we're working from home, and I am watching my brother's dog, Charlie, who is old as fuck. And he was scratching his ear today, and I just hear what sounds like it just – no, it's not bad.
Okay.
I fucking was crying, and Lee did not think it was nearly as funny as I did. But it literally sounded like somebody took a full balloon. And then was just letting a little air out.
What?
Over and over again.
Oh,
and
was it his fart?
Yes. He was farting every time he scratched his ear. So it was like.
Oh, my God.
But it was like way louder. I can't do it because I'm smiling. Oh, my God. He's all loosey-goosey because he's so old. And it happened for a long time. Like, it kept going.
I was letting it out slow.
I had enough time to look at him and be like, are you farting? And the answer was yes, he was.
It just kept going.
Oh, my God. It was my favorite. And then he just laid down like nothing happened. And I'm like, he is so old.
He doesn't have shame.
No. It was like you after giving birth.
Exactly. He doesn't have those sphincter muscles anymore.
Oh, my God. No, he doesn't. And it's so bad. And they just leak out of nowhere. Ooh. And they're strong. And they kill me.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. But yeah. I wish that I could, like, you know how sometimes you have memories and you think back on them and they're so vivid? Mm-hmm. I can hear the sound of his farts in my ears. And I wish I could play them for you.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Oh, my God.
Little man.
They were like Hank's shit farts. Ugh. Like, they sounded wet.
Ew.
But there was no poop.
Well, that's good.
So that's my goddamn.
It's a pretty good one. You just got little shitties all over your house.
Oh, for sure. My house smells like shit because of that dog. Mm. He's so old. Well, it smells like shit for other reasons, too. I live a very fancy life. And I'm a very great house keeper. Okay, well, on the lovely shit note, are you ready for my story?
So ready.
Okay, are you ready for episode 119?
119.
Okay, this week I'm going to tell you about a listener suggestion.
What? From who?
Well, let me just tell you.
Okay.
So this one's coming in hot from an Instagram listener called Captain Waymo. Or Capt. Oh, Waymo.
What's up, Capt?
You think it's Waymo?
Waymo.
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 Or Owen if you want to call him by his first name, but I like to call him Capt.
Capt.
Sup, Capt? Okay, anyway, so he suggested this one, and it is about the Brentwood Five.
Oh, okay.
Do you know it?
Nope.
Okay, good, because I'm pretty sure it's a pretty big one, because it's considered the biggest mass killing in Calgary's history.
Oh, excuse me?
Did I say masked? Because that's obnoxious.
I don't know.
Okay, well, if I did, I'm sorry about it. So, this all took place on April 14th, 2014.
Okay.
Some say it was
2014?
Yeah.
That's pretty recent.
Okay, you messed up my fucking atmosphere.
Sorry.
That is really recent. It's okay.
Get me back in the mood.
Okay, some say it was a rainy day.
Oh.
Some say it was a sunny day.
What do others say?
But we all say it was a bad day.
Oh, shit.
Okay, I didn't write any of that. I just really wanted to keep going. Okay.
Okay.
You're like, what the fuck? Okay, so April 14th, 2014, there were some University of Calgary students who were throwing a house party.
Hold on.
Yeah.
It was 4-14-14?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Unlucky. Or lucky. I mean, probably unlucky.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so unlucky. It's not good.
Who are they?
University of Calgary students. I'm going to name off a bunch of them and try to help you keep them all straight.
Okay.
Are you ready for that?
Uh-huh.
Well, they threw this house party because they're like, yo, guess what? This is a lot of fun. It's the end of the year. Let's all fucking celebrate our freedom and all get together and get smashed and do what college students do best.
Party.
And they were like, Frank the Tank.
Mm-hmm.
We're all like, streaking.
Do a keg stand.
Actually, I guess like this group of friends, they were really close knit. And like some of them knew each other from like childhood or went to junior high together or whatever. And they were actually a pretty tame group of friends.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think they were streaking, but who knows?
I mean, listen.
We're a pretty tame group of friends. Yeah. Have we ever streaked?
I have not.
Have I?
Why do I have to ask questions you have to ask about yourself?
Concerned.
No, but we have friends that did at parties and things.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so these fucking kids are throwing a party, right?
Uh-huh.
Some of the attendees included a girl named Carrie Paris, who was a very skilled dancer.
Ooh.
Lawrence Hong, who was going to school for urban planning.
Okay.
Josh Hunter. I'm going to name off a couple names if you can't tell.
I could tell.
Josh Hunter and Zachariah Rathwell, and they were actually, like, musicians. Mm-hmm. And Jordan Segura, who was known for his humanitarian efforts.
Mm. Any relation to Tom?
Mm. Wouldn't know.
Okay.
Because literally that's all I know about them.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Other than, like, obviously they're all super awesome and great because bad things are about to happen.
One girl?
Yeah, there's one girl, and okay. The rest are guys.
Okay.
So it's like us at a party.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just like there's only two of us because it's us.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, where is your other half?
Yeah. Yeah. And then my dad was like, are there any other girls at this party? And I'm like, yeah, for sure.
All of them, Dad. We're all just braiding each other's hair. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So the guy who was throwing the party, there was actually a bunch of roommates that all lived together in the same house. But there's this main guy and his name is Brendan.
Okay.
And he invites a super close friend who was actually a childhood friend. They grew up together, like knew each other since kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And this friend's name was Matthew DeGrood.
Okay.
Matt was 22 years old and
we're on a nickname basis now?
Yeah. Yeah, his name is Matt from here on out. So Matt was 22 years old and he was paying his way through law school by working at Safeway, which is like a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
And he didn't really personally know many people at the party, only Brendan and one or two other people.
Okay.
The day of the party, he was actually working, and I guess he stocked shelves or some shit, and his shift was from 2 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, he's going to show up late.
Yeah, real late to a party.
I guess that's normal time for a college party.
We're fucking old.
I'm like, I am in bed by then.
I am definitely done by 2. Once the bars close, I'm closed.
Yeah.
Okay, so around 10 p.m., one of his coworkers noticed that he wasn't anywhere to be found at work. They're like, what the fuck? Where is Matt? Like, he works till 11, right?
Yeah.
The coworker also noticed that earlier in his shift, Matt was being kind of strange and keeping to himself, and he didn't really say hi or anything that day. He just kind of, like, came in and started working.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This is the day of the party?
This is the day of the party.
Okay.
Earlier in the day. Like, when he showed up at 2, they were like, hey, Matt, how's it going? And he was just like, meh, snagging my shells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me today.
Yeah, not today. And then
not
later.
Not today, Eric.
Yeah. And then later in the day, or in his shift, the coworker was like, where the fuck did Matt go?
He went to the party.
Yeah, he did go to the party. That's exactly what happened.
He was like, deuces, I'm out. I got a party to go to.
Yeah. So then the coworker texts Matt to be like, yo, what the fuck? Where are you? And Matt replies, quote, trust that I never hurt anyone. All will be known. 5. The number 5.
What?
Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you about this party.
Okay.
Actually, let me tell you a little bit more about what Matt does.
Okay.
Just kidding. So even though Matt had driven to work, he left his car at work and he hopped on a train and he headed to Brendan's house to go to that party.
Why would you ever take a train over your personal vehicle?
You are going to ask that question a lot.
Not why?
Not about the vehicle part, but just why.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, does he ride a lot of trains?
Or will there be more transportation in your story? Please tell me more. I'm hanging on the edge of my seat. No, you'll just ask yourself why. So on the way, he fucking calls up Brendan and he's like, yo, I need directions to your house. And Brendan's like, that's kind of weird because you've been here before and you're on a train. So like,
what are you going to tell the conductor? Take a left.
Conductor's like,
there's
I'm
no track.
On a track, bro. Oh, my God. Okay, so Brendan ends up meeting Matt at a train station, which is really close to his house.
Brendan left his party to go fucking meet up with Matt.
Yeah, I would do that for you.
Yeah.
And the train station was like walking distance. They're all on fucking campus or close to campus. So it was like 5 minutes away.
Okay.
Yeah, so he like.
I mean, I would do it for you because I wouldn't want you to get murdered.
Maybe he didn't want Matt to get murdered.
Matt's a dude.
Yeah, that's true.
Dudes don't think about that.
Well, also, Matt didn't really know that many people at this party. He really only knew Brendan and maybe, like, one or two others, right? So, like.
Yeah, but you don't. It doesn't. You're just walking to it.
But maybe Matt was like, oh, I don't fucking understand your directions, Brendan. Will you come pick me up? And Brendan was like, yeah, I'll be right there.
All right. Maybe Brendan's just a really good friend.
Oh, yeah. Brendan's, like, a really good friend.
We'll call him Friendin.
Clever. Very clever.
Thank you.
Okay. So they
I'm being judged. Just like it's not clever.
It's good dumb. It's harder having a second set of ears judge you, huh?
It is. To my face.
It's a lot easier because I don't have to see her. I can just look at you. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay. So Brendan goes, picks up Matt.
And on this 5-minute walk back to the party, Matt was talking about, like, the deeper meaning of song lyrics and how he felt that, like, Barack Obama was the Antichrist.
It's
really random, but I got very specific notes here from my resources.
Okay.
And he also had a bread knife on him, or, like, a serrated knife that you could use to cut bread, so I'm calling it a bread knife.
Okay. Did it have, like, a blunt tip? Because that's a bread knife.
Well, it, I don't know.
If it's just a serrated knife with a pointy tip, that's just a scary fucking knife.
It's just like a steak knife.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I've never seen anything like that before.
It terrifies me.
God damn it. I feel so dumb.
Yeah, I wrote bread knife, but now you're seriously making me question, and that's why you should not use this podcast as a source of any form of information. Just walking around with a steak knife, and I'm like, this bitch with a bread knife.
This motherfucker has this bread knife.
Okay, so he has this bread knife, right?
Yeah.
And he hands it to Brendan, and he hands him some cloves of garlic, and he says,
keep the vampires away?
Yeah, you might need these things.
Oh. Here, it's dangerous to go alone. Take these with you.
Exactly. And so Brendan was like, okay, that's kind of weird, but just laughs it off. And then when they get to the party, Brendan puts the garlic and the knife in his room. I'm like, okay.
He doesn't put them in the kitchen?
No.
Where those things go?
No, he's probably like, Matt's going to want this knife back. This is a really good bread knife. And also, that garlic is good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he puts the bread knife and the garlic in his room.
Yeah.
And he's like, we'll make garlic bread later. But tonight, we party. And so they're partying, having a great time. Obviously, Matt was a little bit of an oddball at the party because, as you can tell by his previous interactions, like, something's a little off here, right?
And everyone's like, why does he smell like garlic?
Yeah, what is going on here? And he's like, I just really like garlic. Actually, he kept talking about this garlic, and he had it on him, and he was talking about vampires and shit, and the blood moon, and at one point during the party, he put on some blue hospital gloves, like latex gloves, that are non-latex. I don't even know, Lycra? I don't know what that's just called. It's not Lycra. That has to hold so many germs. Oh my god. Okay, so he puts on these gloves, and he's, like, walking around the party and everything, and then later on, he starts washing his hands with the gloves on. So, like, you know, totally normal now because of COVID. And nobody wants to waste gloves because they're so rare.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, in 2014, people are like, the fuck's up with Matt?
Yeah, this guy's a little weird.
So Brendan, his friend, obviously sees him roaming around the party with gloves and shit, but he doesn't think too much of it because he knew Matt was kind of a germaphobe, like, growing up with him. Like, he kind of knows he's a little bit different or a little more odd, or, you know how you, like, forgive your friends for shit? And you're just like, that's weird, but I know he's a germaphobe, so if it makes him feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be going up to you and be like, bitch, why are you wearing those gloves?
Yeah, yeah, I would too. But
and then,
like,
you'd be like, there's COVID everywhere. And but I want to make garlic bread, and I don't want my fingers to smell like garlic. That's why he had the gloves.
But if you saw Dylan wearing blue gloves.
Wouldn't ask a question. I'd just let him go.
I wouldn't either. I'd be like, okay.
That's what he does.
That's Dylan.
It sounds like Matt was his Dylan.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
I'm with it. I'm for it.
All about it. So Brendan blows off the weird behavior. And I guess at one point, another friend at the party had stepped outside with Matt because he noticed that he seemed a little bit off and started talking to him. And they went on like a 45-minute walk or some shit and had some deep conversations. Mm-hmm. And then this friend texted Brendan and was like, yo, something's up with Matt. Like, he's off tonight. He's having a rough night.
Come get your boy.
Come get your boy. He's acting a little cray. He's going to scare off the hotties. And I want that granola, babe. So
ew. Get over.
Okay. I guess also, I don't know if Brendan did anything about that text for the record.
Yeah, he was just like, yeah, that's just what he's about.
And also when you're at a party at your own house and all your friends are there, you're probably not checking your phone very often.
That's
like,
true.
Woo!
Everyone who would text me is here.
Yeah. I want to do a keg stand.
Let's all put our phones in a bowl.
Someone hold my feet. Also, other people witnessed Matt hitting his cell phone with an axe.
Where'd he get an axe?
This escalated very quickly. I don't fucking know. It sounds like it was kind of outside and inside party because there's a little campfire or, like, fire pit going.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he's outside and he's smashing it with an axe and then he throws his cell phone in the fire. He's, like, pissed at his cell phone.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, whoa, Matt's mad. Like, something's going on, right?
Okay.
Shit. And then the party keeps going on. Everyone's having a great time. And around 1 a.m., everyone starts to get a little hunger pangs. People are like, goddamn, I'm hungry.
They got the munchies.
Mm-hmm. been drinking this PBR all goddamn night. I need something to hit my belly. And so Brendan, being the gracious host that he is, was like, yo, bro, I'll go get some Mickey D's. Like, I'll do a quick run. Okay. Who wants McDonald's? We'll get a fucking 20-pack of chicken nuggets and pass that shit around.
Yeah.
I don't know their plan, but that sounds really good right now because I'm kind of hungry. And so Brendan and a couple of the friends, they all leave to go get fucking food. Go on a food run. Mm-hmm. Get the hookup, you know? When they left, Lawrence, Josh, and Katie, so I kind of introduced these people earlier, mm-hmm. right? They're all friends, and they're, and Jordan, there's one more, there's four of them.
Okay.
They're all hanging out in the living room. Lawrence was asleep on a couch, like, passed the fuck out.
Party foul.
Party foul. And then the other three were sitting across the room on another couch, just, like, chilling, talking, being drunk, hanging out at a party, whatever, right?
Yeah.
Actually, don't know if they were drunk, I'm assuming. And then Zach was in the kitchen with Matt.
Okay.
And these are all the people at the party right now. Actually, there's one more person in the house, and that person is sleeping in a bed. So not a party foul.
Okay. Got it.
They planned that shit.
They took off their shoes.
Yep. So this is everybody left at the party. And Zach and Matt are in the kitchen. And then out of nowhere, Matt grabs a giant knife from the butcher block in the kitchen. And he just stabs Zach. And he stabbed him 7 times. Legit, it happened so fast and so unexpectedly that Zach didn't even fight back. Like, he never had a chance. He just got stabbed 7 times. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Yeah. And then Matt rushed into the living room where he stabbed Josh 6 times.
Oh, my God.
He stabbed Jordan once. Josh and Jordan were, like, awake. Lawrence was the one sleeping. And then Katie sees all the shit going down, and she's like, I'm going to get the fuck out of this house, right?
Yeah.
And so she gets up and books it.
Not today, motherfucker.
Mm-mm. But Matt caught up to her before she could make it all the way out the door, and he stabbed her 4 times. This is a lot of stabbing in, like, seconds. Like, imagine how fast you have to be doing stabbing for, like, somebody to not get away.
Yeah. Especially, like, stabbing 3 people and you can't get away in that time.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Like, and he's stabbing multiple times. So he's fucking on a frantic, like, he's going crazy.
Ooh. That's gonna be so scary.
Oh, I literally have an anxiety, like, attack. My heart races, like, thinking about it. Like, imagine being the chick and, like, oh, nope, gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then knowing he's right behind you and then you get stabbed 4 times.
Ooh.
I'm out.
Where'd you
on
get
that.
Stabbed?
I don't know where anybody got stabbed. It was just, like, they got fucking stabbed. Not in good places. Not where you would want to be stabbed if you had to choose where to be stabbed.
So my body? Not it.
Not your
hand. It was somewhere on her body.
Yeah. Probably in important bits because it doesn't end well for everybody. So the whole time this is going down, Lawrence is still asleep on the couch.
What?
Well, he's probably drunk and, like, passed the fuck out, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And it happens really fast. Like I said, like, Zach didn't even react. So probably by the time he got into the living room, Matt got into the living room to stab everybody else. They were like, what's going on? Like,
yeah.
You know, because he wasn't screaming or anything. It was just like, pow, pow, pow.
Ugh.
And then he just starts stabbing and they're like, oh, fuck. Let me get out of here.
Ugh.
So Lawrence is still asleep. And then Matt walks up to him and stabs him 4 times while he's still fucking sleeping.
Oh, my God.
And Josh, who was stabbed 6 times, like the first one stabbed in the living room, he was somehow able to run out of the house and down the street.
Oh, fuck.
And Matt sees this and he starts chasing after him.
No!
And right as they get outside of the house and they're like running across the lawn, Brendan and the other friend pull up with their Mickey D's.
Oh, my God.
They're like, food's here! And they see them zoom across the lawn and they're like, what the fuck is going on? And when they get out of the car, they hear Katie screaming because she's, like, right in the front door, like, almost made it out, but she's stabbed a bunch. And they see Matt chasing a bloody Josh, like, Josh is covered in blood from being stabbed fucking 6 times. And he's running down the street and Matt has a knife in his hand.
Yeah.
Like, ah, like, trying to get him again.
Oh, my God.
And Brendan, being close friends with Matt, was like, what the fuck, and started chasing Matt down.
Yeah.
So he's a really good friend. I would be like, oh, she's fucking crazy.
I don't know her.
I'm not going to touch that. She looks mad.
But I would chase you. If you were stabbing someone and I was like, what the fuck? I would chase you down to be like,
yeah,
what are you
true.
Doing?
Yeah, because, like, you'd be like, she's not going to stab me.
Yeah.
I think it depends because when you're mad, I'm scared of you.
That's fair. But I wouldn't stab you.
Yeah, that's true. I'd be like, I'm the one person who could save this situation.
Yeah, and I'd be like, all right, you're right. I was getting a little crazy back there.
Yeah, okay, I'll tone it down.
Yeah.
So Brendan takes after Matt.
Yeah.
Starts chasing him down the street, like, fucking, lower your weapon.
Whoa, bro.
Meanwhile, Josh kind of doubles back and, like, tries to book it. Like, he's running for his fucking life. And so he books it back towards the house. where he collapses on the lawn. Mm-hmm. And Brendan catches up with Matt. And Matt has the knife above his head, like, ready to strike. And Brendan gets a hold of his hand and convinces Matt to let go of the knife. Like, dude,
stop. Wow.
Yeah, he fucking hulked that shit. Okay, so he gets the knife from Matt, right?
Yeah.
And then Matt looks at Brendan and says to him, quote, "It was the night of the long knives." And then he just runs off down the street.
So. Okay. Is that, like.
I don't even know. The night of the long knives. That's hard to say. That's the, like, a tongue twister.
Of the long knives.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's, yeah, like an album name.
Maybe. There were two knives.
Oh, there were.
You know, the bread knife and then the one from the kitchen.
Yeah.
So he takes off running down the street, right?
Yeah.
And as soon as Matt takes off, Brendan is like, nope. And he goes chasing after him again.
Oh.
Really good friend.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't a good answer.
Yeah. And also, he got the knife away. So, like, he's,
yeah,
unarmed.
Yeah. But I think at this point, he's like, bro, what is going on? Like, are you okay? Like, concerned for him.
Yeah.
So he catches up to him again. And Matt turns and looks at him, and he's covered in blood from stabbing everybody, and he takes his hand and rubs them all over Brendan's hands.
Ew.
And then he says, we're blood brothers now.
Ew.
Why? I should not laugh, but, like, what the fuck? I would not keep chasing after you if you kept saying this weird shit. I'd be like, she's just gonna go.
Yeah.
Like, she needs a minute for herself. She needs to be alone right now is what she needs.
Yeah. So that's pretty scary.
Yeah. So he's like, or imagine if Dylan did that to you. If Dylan was like, it was the night of long knives covered in blood, you'd be like, all right, see you later.
Yeah, I'd be out.
Enjoy your night of long knives. I'm going to go over here and go see what the fuck just happened.
Yeah, where there aren't any long knives.
Yeah. No, but Brendan was, like, a really good friend. And so Matt then warns Brendan, like, you better not chase me again or you're going to be fucking next. Like,
oh no.
Like, you ran out of your lives, so leave me alone now. Like, I'm serious. And Brendan gets the fucking picture and he heads back towards the house. And by the time he gets there, like, while all of this was going on, one of the other party goers called 911.
Oh, that's
obviously
good.
Yeah. Because everybody's fucking bleeding everywhere.
Nobody was, they weren't just, like, watching it. Like, Brendan will come back. It's his house.
We'll like, him narrating. Always coming in hot. Oh.
Oh, he's got blood all over his hands.
Oh, no. He's so slippery. No, I don't think that they were doing that. They called 911.
That's smart.
And so it takes the police like 5 minutes to arrive.
Okay.
And when they do get there, they find that Zach, who was in the kitchen, Jordan and Lawrence in the living room were all dead. Like, they had died basically instantly.
Yeah.
Josh on the lawn and Katie in, like, the doorway area or heading towards the door. They were surprisingly still alive.
Ooh.
And they were immediately transferred to the hospital.
Oh.
But they later ended up dying from their injuries.
Really?
He killed 5 fucking people in the matter of, like, seconds. Like, bam, 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 bam.
Could you imagine?
No! It was like the rest of the party. And then one home dude was, like, passed out in the room and just heard screaming. And he was like, I don't even know what happened.
Stay in here. I'm going to lock the door.
Yeah, I'm not going out there.
Yeah.
Probably had the bread knife with him. I don't know if they shared rooms, but
this is weird.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, thank you.
Imagine thinking you're saved, like, as Katie in the doorway and your friends get home and you're like, hey, this is that guy.
Yeah. Thank God you got here.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, my God. Well, and then it makes me wonder, like, what were her injuries? You know, like, was she, I mean, she was obviously screaming, but, like, how long was she alert for if it took 5 minutes to get there?
Yeah.
Oh, I did read that there was one of the other, like, friends was trying to, like, stop Josh's bleeding out on the lawn, like, was trying to hold him together, like, by putting pressure on his wounds.
Ugh.
And so they, like, survived to the hospital, but not long.
Oh, that's so not.
Matt hit important bits on them.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the Popo are like, where the fuck is Matt? We got an issue.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't take them long to find him because he was running down the street fucking frantically covered in blood in the same goddamn neighborhood.
Yeah.
So they find him pretty quickly.
Would have been nice to have your own car.
Yeah. Shouldn't have taken the goddamn train.
Yeah.
Do you think that you could ride the train covered in blood, acting frantic, and nobody would say anything?
What city?
Calgary.
I don't know. I've never been there. But I feel like New York, maybe.
For sure, in New York, everybody would just, like, turn and look the other way.
Yeah. Like, but I feel like in San Diego, someone would be like, I want to look at that guy.
I don't know.
Like, I'd tell the conductor.
Would you? How do you get to the conductor?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they have that shit blocked off. They're like, excuse me, miss, what is your purpose here? And you're like, well, I don't know if you saw that guy back there. But, like, we're all a little concerned. And so I thought maybe we could tell the guy, run this train to, like, keep him off.
Maybe it was your responsibility.
He's like, oh, that guy, he just does that shit all the time.
Yeah, he's fine. I would not call
Bloody Brent.
Ah, him. Yeah.
You wouldn't what?
I wouldn't call the police, though.
No, you definitely wouldn't.
No.
You wouldn't do shit.
I would wait for someone else, too.
And you'd be like, as long as he doesn't come near me, I'm going to let him do his thing.
100%. I would just not make eye contact and be like, I don't know what's going on over there.
And then your face would get eaten off.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean.
No, but I'll be there. So I mean, we still might get our face eaten off, but I will have at least been like, apply pressure. Call 911. You. Keep coughing. Like just shouting directions that won't help anybody.
And I would sit there like, oh no, someone else do something.
Did you see her? She said to you to call 911. Do you want to use my phone?
She was looking at you.
Oh my God. Okay, so. Side note, if you hear my chair squeaking a lot, I just got yelled at, so. I'll try not to move.
Alexis is helping already.
Yeah, right. Okay, so police obviously find Matt pretty easily.
Yeah.
And they, like, deploy the canine units on him. And he is not even kind of afraid. And he's like, fuck every dog here. And he, like, kicks and punches them or whatever. Yeah. And he, like, even though they're, like, taking him down, he wasn't showing any kind of fear or anything like that. And he was just, like, going for it. And then a police officer literally drew his gun and pointed it at him and was like, stand down. I don't know what they say, but he was yelling something very
freeze.
Important. Yeah, that would scare you.
Don't.
And Matt just fucking.
Stop.
Leaping. And Matt just saw this and he fucking booked it straight for the police officer who was aiming the gun at him.
Suicide by cop?
Yes. And the officer was like, I didn't shoot him because he wasn't armed. Like, so he didn't get, yeah, he just like
sidestepped
him.
Oh, this isn't in America.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's different.
That's different.
Uh-huh.
What's that like?
Yeah. Well, fucking kind of nice.
I mean, he's alive? He didn't get suicide by copped?
Yeah, no. He ends up living. He, you know, was bum rushing the cop. And then the cop.
Just fucking juked him?
Yeah, literally jukes him. And fucking Matt runs past. And then another cop ends up, like, coming up and swinging at him and punching him in the head. And that's what eventually takes him down.
Oh.
Like, knocks his fucking lights out.
Not the dogs.
No, the dogs. I mean, he wasn't afraid. Like, they.
Yeah, the dogs don't, like, care about fear. They just want to fucking tear you down.
Well, I just mean, like, he was just, like, punching him in the face. He wasn't even, I don't even know. He punched every dog in the face. I don't know that part, but the dogs didn't get him. Maybe there's only one dog, so one dog did not get him.
Ugh.
Or maybe he was just on him and he was like hulking that shit still. Like,
yeah, like carrying a dog with him.
The fucking cop with the gun was like, what the fuck am I staring at right now? And it's just like crazy Matt running at him with a dog tailing, you know, like stuck on his arm. And so when they arrested him, they were like, yo, what the fuck, bro? And they go through all his shit, like his pockets and crap. And they find the blue gloves, or one blue glove, in his pocket. And they also find a clove of garlic that was stuffed in his sock.
Okay. Uh-huh. And they That's were where like, I keep it.
Yeah. They were like, do you care to explain yourself? And he was like, oh, yeah, that keeps the zombies and the vampires away. And they were like,
obviously.
Why the hell did you charge that cop? Like, he had his gun drawn on you. What the fuck were you thinking? And he was like, oh, I wanted you to kill me because if you kill me, I can be reincarnated.
As?
I don't know. Maybe like a vampire.
Big plans.
It's like, I want to be a roly-poly.
Oh, not around my kid, you don't.
Yeah. Oh.
He kills him. Stomps him when he's done playing with him. He plays with him for a while, and then he's like, I'm like, all right, put it down. Like, we got to go inside. And he'll be like, okay. Bam. Stomp.
Oh, my God. You fucking psycho. Do you know what happened to me literally this morning? I was walking my son out, and I was carrying him. And I said, oh, my God, that's the biggest roly-poly I've ever seen because it was huge. And it was walking across the cement.
Uh-huh.
And my son goes, Mommy, could you pick him up and put him in the grass?
Oh.
He's lost.
Oh.
Yeah. My
Different
kid
kids.
Is going to get murdered by your kid. But
it'll Knock on wood, that doesn't happen.
I'd be so mad.
I know, me too.
Okay, anyway.
So. Hide your kid's body. I don't want to do that.
I know where to fucking look.
That's fair.
All right. So I don't know what the fuck he was going to be reincarnated as, but whatever. That's what he said was going to happen. And they started questioning him a lot. The police are like, okay, but like, what's going on here? And he kept talking about vampires and crap and saying that he killed everybody in self-defense. and that they were trying to kill him, and so he had to kill them before they killed him, right? Like, yeah. Everybody's going to fucking kill me.
That's how self-defense works.
Yeah, exactly. And he also kind of mentioned this whole, like, fucking scenario where he was like, well, I was in the kitchen, and I was talking to someone. I'm assuming this is Zach, because Zach was in the kitchen with him, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, we were talking about, like, Buddhism, and we're all going to die anyway, so we all need to have fun and partied up and have sex and everything. I don't know if that's what Buddhism fucking practices, but he was saying that they were talking about religion, essentially. And they were like, oh, just fucking live your best life. And then Zach got mad at Matt. I'm assuming this is Zach. This is me entering who that person is. But somebody got mad at Matt. And then they were in the kitchen. And so they both looked at the fucking knife at the same time and, like, lunged for it. And Matt got it first and just stabbed Zach out of, like, self-defense. So that's his story. This is, okay, obviously Matt's story.
Yeah, yeah.
And Zach doesn't live, so we don't get to know his side of the story. And nobody fucking witnessed it. But I'm, like, 100% sure that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Maybe in his head he thought, like, oh,
yeah, it kind of sounds like he was having, like, a psychotic break.
Yeah.
A little bit.
You might be on something there. Yeah, so his fucking version of events is that, like, they were basically in an argument about religion or life or something, and then it was fight to the death until you believe in what I believe. So, like, basically real life, right?
Okay.
So the cops are like, wow, that's a crazy story. Tell me more. And then Matt goes, all right, listen, I'm going to need a lawyer. I'm going to lawyer up.
Yeah.
So the conversation stops. As it turns out, Matthew was actually the son of an officer with the Calgary Police Service. So they were like, excuse me, sir, we have your son here. And Uh-oh. It was like, you know, he was a pretty important person there. So they were like, oh, shit, we got the boss's son back here. And he just fucking murdered 5 people.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
And he was like, don't worry. I'll get him out.
Yeah, I'll get him off. No, no. Oh, I wonder if that's, like, a twist to the story, because it's going to go somewhere interesting.
Twist?
So, obviously, Matt is sent to trial, and, like, he's to stand trial for the murder of 5 fucking people. And the prosecution was saying that he had premeditated these murders because of that text message that he had sent his coworker in reply. Remember that weird one that was, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it ended in the number 5, and, like, 5 people were killed, so they were like,
but
oh.
When... did he kill them versus when did he send that message?
He sent that message before he killed them.
But so, how did he know that there were going to be 5 people left at the party that he was going
to
kill?
Maybe he just knew that you had to kill 5 people, whoever they were. You had to kill 5 people.
Maybe.
I don't know. But due to the nature of all the ramblings and shit that he was claiming that people were fucking, you know, like...
Yeah.
Vampires, and he had cloves of garlic and he was washing his gloves and shit. They were like, we're gonna need to have you do some, like, mental evaluations.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna do some tests.
Yeah. And so they do that, and the doctors are like, oh, hey, guess what, home dude was definitely experiencing a psychotic episode at the time of the attack.
Yeah,
which you called.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Matt claimed that he really believed that he was the son of God and Hitler reincarnated.
Whoa.
Interesting. Not where I would have gone, but okay.
If I was
had to be reincarnated.
God reincarnated or whatever. I don't think I would have sex with Hitler out of everybody.
Do they have to have sex?
To have a baby?
Well, it was just like God and Hitler reincarnated, like, together.
Oh, I thought you said he was the son of God and
Hitler. Yeah, you're right. You're right. I did say son of God and Hitler. But, like, maybe it's just, like, Jesus and Hitler combined. For those that believe that
Jesus God?
Is the son of God.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it gets confused. Semantics.
Okay.
I don't think that literally the son of God and Hitler had to have a baby in order for him to be reincarnated. I think he was just like, I got a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and you mix it all together, and here I am, and I have a purpose, and it's to...
So he was like God's egg donor, Hitler baby.
I bet that's exactly how he viewed himself.
Okay. That makes sense. I have to be able to make sense in my head.
Right? Yeah. Just do what you got to do to twist that shit around.
Do some mental gymnastics.
So he's walking around the son of God and Hitler or whatever, and he said that the people that he murdered, they were actually members of the Illuminati, and that they were werewolves and Medusa. So,
well,
that's interesting. He also
did they know?
I'm not sure that they were aware. He also said that the devil was talking to him and that he wasn't able to tell, like, who was real and who was fake.
Ooh.
And that the voices kept telling him that he had to kept telling him that he had to kill these people.
Uh-huh.
The doctors were like, he's definitely schizophrenic.
And also, you are destroying your self-defense case.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I don't think that stuck well at all. I think they were like, you can't even explain away what you did.
Yeah.
Like, there's no explanation. It's something mental here.
Yeah.
And so they determined that Matt suffered from delusions that caused a mental break. Mm-hmm. And it just so happened at this party. And through all of this testing, he was found not criminally responsible for the murder of his 5 classmates. Isn't that crazy? Do you know how hard it is to be found not criminally responsible?
I mean, if you're insane. But he's still, like, incarcerated.
Okay, let me tell you about this.
In a mental institution or whatever, right? Are you still considered incarcerated or are you just, like, locked up against your will?
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it, but he is not in
the public.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. So okay, he was sent to go live in a healthcare facility with a secure psychiatric, you know, fucking ward or whatever.
Yeah.
And every year he's up for review to be released back to the public. Because that's what you have to fucking do, right? His really close friend, Brendan, he comes out as like a really strong, like after all of this, because obviously it's really fucking traumatic, right? And he comes out and he actually, there's an article on Vice, which I have in my show notes, which I love Vice.
Yeah.
And he comes out saying basically, like, we failed Matt. Like, the system failed Matt, the health, mental health system and everything, and that we need to change this whole, like, stigma of mental health so that we can all talk about it. Because maybe, like, he lives with huge survivor's guilt, and he obviously has PTSD and shit. And so he's like, maybe if there wasn't such this stigma behind it, and we all accepted it and realized that it's normal and it happens and we can get treatment for it, then we could have helped him and taking care of him, like, earlier. Because he's saying, like, in hindsight, I see all these things, but I overlooked them and I brushed them because nobody wants to say, hey, dude, you're, like, fucking, like, yeah, are you okay? Something wrong.
Yeah.
And then as the person experiencing these things, you don't want to say anything because everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, they're fucking crazy. And then you end up in a mental institution, right?
Or murdering 5 of your friends.
Or that. So he goes on to be, like, this huge advocate for, like,
mental health.
Yeah, I went through this whole thing and we have to change. Like, this happened because we failed him. He's not a bad person. I grew up with him. He's a good person. He just didn't have the right kind of help.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
Does he advocate for him to be released?
Actually, kind of, because every time that he's up for, like, release or whatever into the public, the media goes fucking nuts, right?
I bet.
Like, everybody's like, no, he's so dangerous. Don't let him out. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, Brendan is saying, like, he's a good person with the right kind of help. And that's what you're supposed to do, is, like, rehabilitate these people and help them live a normal life, or as normal of whatever the fuck normal is, right? Like, a safe life. And that is the purpose of this. And everybody just wants to, like, nail him to a cross and be like, make him stay in there forever. And if he's getting better, then he deserves to be out. Like, this is our fault just as much as it is his, that he got to this point and he wasn't taken care of. And now he's being taken care of. And if you know about that, then whatever, right?
Ooh.
So that's his kind of stance from this one article. I didn't fucking talk to Brendan, for the record. So no one in Matt's life realized that he was, like, in need of professional help. Also, like I said, his dad was a cop and shit, so, like, I'm sure he didn't want to talk, like, hey, my son needs mental health or anything. He's just like, come on, buck up, be strong, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, saying dad stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Get the channel locks. Okay, so everybody is, like, really sad and living with survivor's guilt. In hindsight, Matt's parents were like, you know what?
We saw some signs.
Exactly. They're like, he was kind of acting a bit unusual. And he started posting, like, weird shit on Facebook. And one of the updates on Facebook was, like, a Megadeth song that he quoted. And it literally was just Dread and the Fugitive Mind.
Oh.
That's all he wrote it.
Damn it.
You dumb. That's all he wrote, bitch. You dumb. And then his parents also said that right before the stabbings that night, like, remember how he was, like, hitting his phone with an axe and shit?
Yeah.
Well, evidently, he texted his parents saying that he was going to kill himself. And so I don't know if they just didn't have enough time to react, if they were like, fucking Matt, doing it again, or what. I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know their side of the story, but evidently he texted them, like, yo, I'm going to kill myself. And then remember, he charged the police because he was trying to kill himself.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it's his belief that, like, you can't kill yourself, literally, because then you won't be
reincarnated.
Oh, like,
suicide is a sin or whatever?
Yeah. So I wonder if that's why.
Ooh.
And then that popo was like, not today, motherfucker.
not going to murder you.
I don't need that shit on my soul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
In September of 2019, so now a year ago, when I was reading this, I was like, oh, that was just like 2 months ago.
Feels like it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so in September of 2019, he was granted unsupervised outings.
Oh.
But all that really meant was, like, he got to go sleep over at his parents' house a couple nights and, like, he could go to doctor's appointments and shit. But, like, he had to come back to the ward and, like, stay checked in and take his medicine and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
But he was still considered a significant risk to the safety of the public. And it doesn't look like he's going to be, like, released out into the wild anytime soon. Because they were, like, he even under, like, he has to get medication, like, shot directly into him. He can't take the oral medication.
He won't take it? Or?
I am not sure. It just said that he's on fucking injection meds instead of the oral meds. So he couldn't be on his own anyway. Like, he needs a nursing facility. And yeah. they were trying to, like, lower his care requirements so that you could be in, like, not in a fucking ward. Like, with a nursing staff. Like, so that you could just be in a fucking care home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were like, no, he can't do that yet.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it was only like 5 years ago.
Yeah. And it sounds like it literally caused a break. Like, you know, everybody was like, oh, there are some kind of signs. But now it's just like, oh, yeah. And you don't know when those violent tendencies are going to come out. So
yeah, yeah.
So it's a hard no for right now.
Good.
But every year, the people who survive this have to go through this whole motion of, like, why he shouldn't be able to come out or whatever. Like,
yeah, just reliving it.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ugh. That's rough.
Oh, isn't that so sad?
That is really sad.
So fucking Brentwood Five.
Brentwood Five.
Doesn't it sound like a badass gang?
It sounds like the Jackson Five. So no.
They're a badass gang. I don't know if you know this about them.
I don't know if badass would be the term I would use.
What term would you use?
Harmonic.
That's pretty good. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
They can carry a harmony like none other.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, melodic. I don't know. Rhythmic.
Oh, man. Get it.
Yeah. All these fucking music words. But not badass.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, Michael Jackson was kind of badass.
Yeah, later.
He literally had
not
a song.
Not in the Jackson 5.
I'm bad. I'm bad. You know it. Jump on it. Come on! I won't stop. You have to keep talking. I'll keep going.
But he wasn't a badass Smooth during the Jackson criminal. 5. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
Wow, that's intense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a good story.
Thanks. Captain Waymo.
Yeah.
Captain Waymo.
Is that like his hometown or anything?
He's Canadian. So basically.
So I'm pretty sure it's all pretty close together up there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I do know that it's somewhere in like Alberta or some shit.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't look into the judging eyes.
It's not in like the UK.
Ah, yes. Yes. Okay.
Oh my God.
So it's in the north part.
Yeah. Yeah. It's up.
Okay. Enough of my failed geography. Yeah, well, goddamn.
Right?
Good story, Stace.
Thanks.
And capped.
Mm-hmm. So, if you want to check out pictures pertaining to that case, go check it out at isgdpodcast.com. You can also get links to our merch and buy a fucking bandana for your animal.
Yeah.
And then put your animal in that bandana and send us a picture. And we will ship you a surprise package.
Surprise
of shit.
Well, do that by the new year, right?
Yep, we won't do that for everybody. We're going to put your name in a hat and we'll stir it up and then, you know.
Yeah,
we'll
Jesus. Name.
Maybe we'll do that on Twitch.
Maybe. Twitch.
By the way, for the record, this is your public service announcement.
PSA.
If you have to go to the post office, go now.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, it's so bad. But, like, just do it. You know, like, get it over with.
I mean, I guess. I have to go a thousand times.
I know. But you don't have to mail anything out.
I do.
Oh, shit, you do. Yeah.
To mail a lot of things out. I'm kind of waiting to get them all.
All in one. Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Especially because the lines are so long.
They're horrible and I don't want to wait in it. So I want to print out my own tickets. Actually, I have to talk to you about that later. Anyway.
Okay. I support it. I'm for it. I like it. I love it. Okay. And then also go fucking sign up for Patreon.
Whoop.
At our website. It only costs $1 and you get like fucking a million episodes at least.
$1, Bob. Is there a new one coming out?
Yeah. Yesterday? It just came out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what else can they do while they're there? I think that's everything I want you to do.
Yeah.
And then you can email us at isgdpodcast@gmail.com and I'll be like, yo, what's up? Like, eventually, because I'm fucking slow at that right now. And then Erin, if you want to fucking write her some shit and make her go to the post office, you could do that at
P.O. Box 2764, Spring Valley, California, 91979.
Okay, you can also find that on the website if that was too fast for you. And come join us on social media. We're at ISGD Podcast. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Come join the goddamn pod group. Hang out with us. That's on Facebook. We talk to you. It's great.
That's true.
It's the best.
It's just the best.
You know what else you should do?
What?
You should subscribe, rate, and review.
Oh, yeah. You should do that. That'd be fun.
Yeah. It's like my favorite thing.
If they're nice.
Okay, is there anything else?
I don't think so.
I feel like we always forget some sort of shit. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, see? I'm remembering. Go order some merch and use ISGD.
Oh, yeah. Use promo code ISGD and you'll get free shipping.
Yeah.
So
who doesn't love free shipping?
I love free shipping. Do you know how many times I've fucking online shopped and I get a million things in my cart and then it's like $7.99 for shipping and I'm like, fuck everything.
Not today, even though I was willing to fucking spend $300 just now.
Yeah.
$7? Too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not doing it. So, free shipping, bitches.
Get it.
Bye.
Bye.